May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a warm night. Doesn't quite feel like Christmas, but in here it does. I remember it well. 33 years ago, I was going to preach, or in fact did preach, at the Christmas Eve service. The church had just purchased or had been given as a memorial, much like we have these grand floodlights that shine on the windows from the exterior so that we inside can see how beautiful they are. I had planned this well. The lesson was the same Old Testament lesson that we've read tonight. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light shined. At that point, one of the ushers was to flip the switch, and the lights were to come on, and the windows explode in color. Well, it just happened that in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that night the temperature dropped to -4. For some reason, the lights, high-intensity halogen things, didn't take too kindly to the cold temperature. The lights flipped on for but a second, and then everything went dark. People who walked in darkness got a glimpse of that great light. But I learned something that night that I think is an important thing for all of us to learn at this Christmas season and learn throughout our lives, especially those of us who come to church to celebrate this day. And that is that it's not the light that shines in from the outside world that makes the difference. But it is the opportunity that we have to be the light of Christ for the world. That night, people driving by did not see a building illumined from the outside, but they saw windows aglow from the in. Windows bright and shining because God's people were gathered together to give thanks, to share what they have received with the world. That is our calling on this Christmas Eve. That is our calling as we gather to celebrate the birth of Jesus Himself. And that is to let our light shine so that people will see and people will know that the love and hope of Jesus Christ is alive in us. We are the ones who tell the story. We are the ones who live the story. We are the ones who come here tonight to affirm the fact that that light does indeed shine in us, and that people throughout the world will see and know and feel the hope that God has given to us. Let's not wait for someone else to light it up. Let's not hope that the switch will flip and the light will come on, because we are God's light. We are the ones that illuminate the message of this day, that God chose to become like us so that we could become like Him. Thanks be to God, all of us have gathered here today. Thanks be to God that this light shines throughout not just this community, but throughout the world. And may God's light continue to shine through all of us, that people may see God's works in and through us, and continually give glory to our Father who is in heaven. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Let your light so shine. Amen.